This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, we're just trying to figure what's going on here. But I wanted to focus specifically away from the politics and the fears about the new administration because, you know, politics just gets to be a very polarizing kind of subject. The problem with politics is that it's not just a difference of opinion. It's a difference of reality. And that's why we kind of stay away from politics on the Paracast, because it's like you're going into another universe. You're in the fifth dimension if you talk about this candidate. If you talk about this candidate or political figure, you're in the 26th dimension. And never the twain shall meet. And you can't come together anymore. And maybe that's an interesting thing to talk about when you speak of prophecy. The fact is that we've reached a point in society where people can't even agree on basic facts. Right. That 1 plus 1 equals 2 to some it equals 7. You know what I mean. It's not the numbers. It's just that the reality is totally different for them. And
yes.
How do we deal with that? Because how can you come together with somebody if you can't even agree on the terms of the discussion, the reality of the world around you? How do you get it together?
I think are you asking me that question?
It's the question of the ages.
Yeah, I think it's coming into an inner peace. I think that what all these animals represent, all these white animals, it's time for the human race to come into inner peace. And the only way that you can find yourself is through inner peace. And when you finally get settled and quiet within yourself, then you're hearing people's things. I don't judge people who judge things. It's he who judges only judges something they lack within themselves. And I personally think that if somebody has a concept or they're telling a story, I want to hear it. Whether I agree with it doesn't matter. We all have the right to believe in what we want to believe, but we have to learn to respect each other's ways. And I think that's what the peace and this is what this upcoming change is about. Change is not easy. If you throw change, money, change into the air, it comes down pretty hard and it lays where it lays. And I think that's what just happened. I think we just got a trauma shock, and now we have to cope with it. We have to learn how to mold into it. We have to learn how to be with it. And I think this is the coming times of learning how to be. And that's just my hit on this.
Let me ask you in a very specific way here. When it comes to prophecy, trying to figure out what's going to happen, are there specific events over the years that you can point to and say, you know what? I knew this was going to happen, and this is when I was able to make that statement.
Yeah, well, definitely. I knew when you travel around the world like I have, I will go to different places, and I come back to the United States, and I don't see the bridges working, and I see all our people and all our jobs being taken away. That's some of the prophecies the Hopis say when the white man goes to the material world and has to have every color of everything and stops working and goes into the computer spider web, life is going to change. And it has. I mean, you can see. I mean, when I was a kid, we started working at 16 years old, maybe 14, 15 if you had little kids to take care of. Today's kids, they're going to college, they can't even get a job, and they have to live at home. The children are different. I think the upcoming kids are much more geniuses, but I'm concerned about the generations that are under me because they didn't have these opportunities. And I think this is why the white animals came, because there's a lack in between our generations. And this was the time of the big shift. I think from the harmonic conversion to now, we've been shifting, and we were giving a warning during 1986 that a major shift was coming, and then boom, another shift. And the United States had 9/11 happen. And then you had these different shifts of 11/11. These are these are prophecies numbers, and also metaphysical numbers that I think spiritualists have given, the 1111, the 1212, whatever that means in metaphysics, I don't know. But in the Hopi prophecy, the Mayan calendar running out, all these different things running out, I think the old paradigm and these animals come to bring the new beginning in and to remind us that it's time for change.
This is talking about an overall change. I'm asking you, Cynthia, about a specific event. One event where you said that's going to happen, not just a trend or an overall change, a specific event that was going to happen and you knew about this in advance.
Well, they talk about the earth changing as far as all the earthquakes and all the higher dynamic climate changes that we're going to we had. They talked about the big heavy duty storms coming in the central part of the United States. I mean, Oklahoma got ripped up pretty bad, and now we're coming into the 10 years of ice age. We're going to have the coldest Arctic weather. The prophecy talks about in some of them, we're coming into this ice age for 10 years.
So much for global.
Well, yeah, but what about global warming?
You can call it global warming. You can just call it climate change. You can call it whatever it is. But I see it as this is a warning. And I think United States got a wake-up call with 9/11 and many other things. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the world. But these earthquakes, the fracking, they're warning, stop taking the oil out of the mother, the blood out of the mother. She needs that oil in her. The water pollutions, the smog. Willie Whitefeather has a great video called Hope, and you should see it. That's a prophecy of the Cheyenne and Cherokee, and it's on video. You can see it. It's an amazing, his prophecy about the two-leggeds walking in two paths. Have you seen that, Chris? That's a great video.
Who's Willie Whitefeather?
Yeah, he has an incredible video.
He won the People's Choice Award, I think, at the Sedona Film Festival.
Yeah, that one really tells prophecy that happened. And, I don't have it in front of me, or I could just tell you the whole story, because I can't hold all 500 nations' stories in my head. But there's probably, I can think of 15, and I'd have to go get my books and pull them out for you and give you the different prophecies that have happened. But, the things that have happened. But I do remember him saying, if we don't stop the smog and we don't clean up the air and we don't get the plastics out of the waters, and all this spin is going to happen on us, and it's going to crash. And Mother Earth is, Mother Earth. The Earth is going to get really tired of us, and she's just going to clean herself up, whether she's shaking, rocking, and rolling. We're going to have to.
Like a dog shaking fleas.
Yeah, we've had some earthquakes up here recently, some really heavy ones, and I'm up in Upper Lake California. But the climate change, I think we always have climate change. I think it just depends. They talk about the North and the South Poles, every 1,000 years shifting. That's another prophecy. And they say we're in a big shift. But and every 1,000 years, it either goes positive or negative. And we're coming into the 1,000 years of positive. And so Mother Earth is just going to shake her skin and shake us all up and rejuvenate herself, and she's going to freeze areas, and she's just going to clean herself up. And if we're not careful, we're going to go off the planet. And I think that's part of the Hopi prophecy of the blue Kachina and the red Kachina. And that's a whole story that I'm still researching more information that is coming out on it. So that's a huge prophecy.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can come together before all that breaks loose. Because we're only in the beginning of the destruction. We're only at the beginning.
Only the beginning, which means it can only get worse. Maybe we should all get into our spacecraft and leave somewhere else.
Yeah, 2016 to 2017, 2018. So if you can get through till 2020, you know, what could that mean? More jobs changing, the earth changes. It means that, excuse me, we have to get off our little tushies and get out there and make changes. We need to get rid of, stop taking the oil out of the earth. We need to clean our water up. We need to clean our air up. We need to clean up kids up and help them with education.
We'll have more about this discussion in our next segment with Cynthia Hart Button and Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast. Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris is getting deeper and deeper into something, and I haven't figured out what yet, but we're talking to Cynthia Hartbutton, and before we get back with her, I want to tell you about After the Paracast, our second radio show. And you can only download that show if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus, P-O-U-S dot theparacast.com. That's plus dot theparacast.com. You get After the Paracast, the commercial-free version of this show. Special selected audio and video files from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth and more. Please go to plus.theparacast.com. For more information, prices start just $4.99 a month. We're talking here to intuitive Cynthia Hartbutton about all the things that we need to be doing to straighten out our planet. But it doesn't look as if people are doing that.
Well, I think Mother Earth is, that's why I think Mother Earth is going to make some big statements in the next year or two. I think, I pray, like all the elders are doing, it's our responsibility to start making the change, start talking to the children, and we have been. We've been preparing. We can't do anything about the adults that are here. We try to educate or we try to bring some reality. It's common sense, and it's not for everybody. And common sense is one of the things that comes from your five senses. And everybody's intuitive. Everybody is psychic. Everybody, to me, has gifts that are given to us. We just have forgotten them. Or we are in another box or program or pre-whatever our brain is to take the easiest routes out. Me, I believe in rolling my sleeve up, working 7 days a week, and working hard. That's what I do every day. I'm with these animals 7 days a week, and I work hard. I work 12 hours, 15 hours a day. Why? Because I love it. I love sharing the buffaloes. I love talking about the buffaloes. I like being outside. I like educating. I like to show them the cows that we have here. That's where their milk comes from. And we don't put all these chemicals in cows. And I work with Dr. Gabriel Cousins educating to grow your food. You can grow your food in your apartments in this. And if people would just take responsibility of their daily needs themselves, and not put it on other people to produce it for them, I think this world would be a better place. We need to walk more. We need to get outside and exercise. We need to do things that we used to do to keep our bodies in shape. This is a vehicle, and to put it into another vehicle and make it run because we choose not to. We choose to live a fast pace of life. That all is all coming to an end. And I think you're going to see satellites falling out of the sky. I think you're going to see Mother Earth is just going to turn us around and spin us around. And I think that's what's happening. And
let me ask you something quickly here. I want to try to keep the answers shorter so our listeners can process it between the segments. You mentioned earlier having some UFO encounters. Do you think that represents an alien visitation or a warning by Mother Earth about something? What's your opinion?
I think both. I think the ones that were in Sedona were there because there was heavy mining going on. They were mining for diamonds, turquoise. They were doing a lot of mining, and a lot of the earth was starting to fall down. Jerome is sliding every year down into a hole. I think a lot of the UFO that came there, we saw cows dissected, and we saw literally a close encounters, really scary stuff. I think they were trying to figure out how to help the earth and help us and guide us. Then I think there were aliens that I saw that were pretty dangerous, and they gave them labels, the grays and all these other names, and I can never keep up with all that stuff. But I think these people that had some heavy-duty encounters that were killed were definitely test items. Then I do believe that there are people that were captured that were enlightened to give information out. So I kind of see it as, like, you know how we have multicultures? I think that's what's happening with aliens. There's multicultural aliens out there that sees the need the Earth needs or sees an opportunity to take off races or to do whatever they need to do. They've been doing it for a long time. I mean, you talk to the Hopis. You want to talk about the Kachinas, which are the space people that they saw. If you really sit down and talk to Davis or some of the old elders, they will tell you some of the encounters they had. Some were good and some were bad. I agree that the aliens are here to help us and also to destroy us. So there you go.
Well, you cover both bases anyway.
Yep. I'm concerned. There has been a lot of ships being seen over here recently around our lake, and I haven't seen them yet, but the elders are talking about it. And so it's been interesting. And I guess there's been a lot of sightings. I'm not sure what's going on. And they talk about meeting the Blue Planet with the Kachina, with NASA. I haven't researched it yet, but I'm working on it. I think I told Chris a little bit about it.
First, what has to happen is one of the dancers has to take his mask off during a ceremonial Kachina dance. Then that ushers in the Blue Star Kachina and the Red Star and all that.
Right.
That dancer's got to take his mask off. It almost happened 4 years ago, but he kept it on.
Yeah, the timing wasn't right. Well, you know, the snake dances are done now. The elder James died, and there was nobody to pass the snake dances.
Yeah.
And that was the prophecies. When the snake dance dies, then the black snake will come across the earth. Well, that's what's happening with the Humpapa and the Lakota Nation. They call it that oil rig, the black snake. And so all that is happening. They use animals for terminology, for destructions or gatherings or whatever. So now we're coming into the black snake, and they're going to destroy the black snake. The black snake has to be lifted. And then they talk about the freezing cold coming, and then the times of the Blue Star being birthed, and then the Red Kachina. But I don't know the story of the Red Kachina. I do know the story. I have it. I just haven't read it yet.
Well, it goes in one direction, two consecutive nights, and then the other one goes the other back the other way, something like that. And that's the signal to go to the Sipap Ulima, the place of the
Lord. Something happened up at Standing Rock, something about the Blue Star and the Red Star I didn't get to find out. I'm still trying to get through to a couple elders, but they've been having freezing cold weather up there, so they haven't been in their areas.
There's so many different versions by white people that I really, it's very difficult for me to even discuss it privately, let alone on the air. So
absolutely.
I don't know. Absolutely. I don't know what it is. I've heard too many different versions. I think there's too much inconsistency. There's a lot of people in Sedona, most especially women, that think they know what they're talking about and go up to Hopi and are told something, and then they go around and put their own spin on it. We should be very careful when we're dealing with the primordial culture on the, you know, the Aboriginal people of the Western world. We should be very careful when we're discussing their, you know, sacred prophecy. And you know, it's, you know, as you pointed out, you really don't know, and you know, the more research you do, the more confusing it actually becomes. So
absolutely,
be careful.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Okay, we'll continue with this discussion as we expand upon our horizons for the future. Who knows? With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris, why don't you bring us up to date on what you were getting at before Cynthia responded in our previous segment?
There's so many different versions of white people coming back from Hopi with a particular aspect of, especially the Blue Star Kachina prophecy. Okay. This is the one that is the most controversial, and you hear more and more different versions of it. And so I caution, you know, Cynthia, I caution myself, I caution everyone to really be very, very careful when discussing this, because it's created so much problem up there. I think some of the information is purposeful disinformation that's being given people. I think people are being given partial information, and I think people are being given misinformation. And I really think that they're holding the true, you know, the essence, the essential information, I think, is being held back. And they're not really sharing that because the white man done took everything else. You know, when somebody asked Richard Pryor, how come black men always are grabbing their package? He says, because you white boys have done took everything else. Well, it's the same with prophecy. A lot of the prophecy that you hear about coming from Native American traditions, you're only hearing a watered down version of it, or a Cliff Notes version of it, shall we say. And the same with the Lakota prophecy of white buffalo calf woman. Let's talk about that a little bit. Why don't you, because I know you know quite a bit about it, and there's a number of prophecies. Why don't we discuss that real quick so that people have a better sense of why the buffalo, these white buffalo are so important to the Plains Indians.
And I totally agree with everything you're saying on that situation. That's why on my website, the White Bison Association, we have Orville Looking Horse telling the prophecy. Because I think the only people that should tell prophecy is the people that is part of their nation. I can't talk for other nations, and I can't. Right. That's why when you
ask you got to tell people who Orville is. Orville is the chief of the Lakota.
He's the 19th carrier of the White Buffalo Calf Pipe.
Right, and he's chief of the Lakota.
Yeah, and so I will talk about the prophecy, but one thing I want to say is most of the traditions and the prophecies have been handed down because the elders, they don't write. And usually things that are written aren't accurate because they're supposed to be handed down verbally. And that's the common denominator I find out. And you are absolutely right about when the Indians tell the stories, they don't tell you all about all the stuff. They don't, because they're supposed to be in teepees. They're supposed to be in Thuthuranipi lodges. These are sacred gifts, and they don't want to get it out. If you're serious and you really want to become part of them, then you can go to those sacred spots. But then I can guarantee you, once you know those sacred stories, you won't reveal them either, because it's part of, I don't know, it's kind of a mind thing, I guess, or whatever. There's stories that I won't tell. I just won't tell, but I know. But let's go to the White Buffalo Taffelman. That one I can speak of because I have not been a sun dancer. I've really studied the White Buffalo Calf Woman and that whole thing. And she is a woman that came to her people during a time when they had gotten smallpox and all the diseases, and the white man had pushed them out and let them freeze to death. And they did a ghost dance, and the ghost dance led them to get their braves to go look hunt for buffalo. And after the ghost dance, one of them had a vision of a white buffalo. And he said, no, I'm not going to kill a white buffalo. There's no way. And he went to his chief, and he sent that boy and another boy out to go get them food and go find a herd that they could hunt. And in the hunt, they came upon a buffalo that walked out of the herd and turned into a woman. But what they thought she was riding was a buffalo, and here it was a horse. And she came up to them. And the one guy that was kind of cocky with her, she just turned him to dust. And I want you to know that was the power of the feminine, saying, if you don't honor and respect and have integrity, you're gone. And that's what she did. And basically then to the other one, she said, go to your people and set up a round area for me, and I come with sacred gifts to help you get through the winter. And he did. He ran back to his people and said, there's a woman coming that will help us. As he got back and they set up an area for her and lit a fire for her, she came in and she brought seven sacred gifts, and one of them was the prayer pipe. And the prayer pipe is to teach you how to pray to Great Spirit. You pray in the morning and the evening, sunrise, sunset. And that's when the shifts happen. And so she explained the prayer pipe to them and how to pray, that Great Spirit would answer their gifts. And then she brought the sacred dance, the sun dance, learning how to sacrifice and learning many different dances, the bear dances. It goes on, and I won't go into each one of those. I think that's Orville Looking Horse's job. After all, he is the chief. But when I did my sun dance and when I did all the different sacred dances, there is a part of me that became very heartful to the world, became very heartful and compassion to the world. Even in all this destruction, I still pray for the people, and I pray that everyone opens up. And that's what White Buffalo Woman is about. She's about come into your heart. Come in and just learn some of these sacred ways, and it will help you cope with the pain and all the things that are happening around you. And they're just a beautiful story and a beautiful tales of how mankind can survive through the heart of love and compassion and peace, kind of like the Tibetans had their tools. So White Buffalo Woman took care of her people, and as she left, she said, I will be back. Some people say in 200 years or there will be the return of the buffalo, and I will see how you're doing, and determinations will be made at that time. Her words weren't determination. She will see, said she will see if mankind has come together. She wanted those pipes and those dances to be a way that we all had something we could do together that would give us a common denominator. Well, you see how well that worked. And today, you know, the Indians went through all their changes, learning how the white man is not going to steal their traditions and all the crazy chaos that's going on since the white buffalo. But the return of the white buffalo now has brought the Indians hope, has brought them back to stand up for the earth, to stand up for the water, to stand up for the air, to stand up for their people and all people of all colors. And so her return is here. And when she went back into the herd, when she left them, she changed to four colors and became a white buffalo and walked away. So it's all symbolic. It's all, to me, from my perspective, I can't speak for, you know, Overlooking Horse or any of the other elders to talk about it. But in my heart, when I started doing the ceremonies, I became more heartful.
Well, you became very real for Jim and Dina when that baby was born and all the their ranch became Mecca.
Oh, my goodness. I would never have thought at any moment that these animals would, I would be their caretaker. I figured we were just going to be with Dean and Jim forever and, you know, the people would come and we would do our things because I'm a teacher and of life. And so I thought I would be doing life teachings. I would have never thought that this responsibility would be given to me in the way it has. And it is a huge responsibility. I have to deal with guns. I have to deal with people. It's insane. So, but I just look above it and say I'm just here to educate and to hold the prophecies to the highest that man will wake up and get a clue, yeah. You know, and, you know, that's really what we need to do. We need to wake up.
That's the
message,
yeah.
And we need to get out of
Let's do our break here, guys. Let's do our break and we'll continue. We've got more to talk about prophecies and more and maybe how to get the message out to regular people who don't have any of this on their radar. What do you tell them? We have Cynthia Hartbutton with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Cynthia, all this is very fascinating, and I'm learning things I didn't know before because I have not been a follower of Indian lore. But let's put ourselves in the position of the listener of this show, because we reach a very wide, varied audience around the world. We reach people who listen to traditional radio stations, who listen online, people who have been following this stuff for many years, people who know nothing about it, and maybe you need to be brought up to date, and certainly you've been doing that by explaining all the meaning of these various things. But to somebody who just can't find the way to believe what you say, makes any sense or has any relevance to their day-to-day life, which is a struggle. I think we struggle more these days than a lot of people did, than our parents did. What do you tell them? How do you get them started in understanding what you have learned?
I usually take them out into nature and I have a conversation with them. Or I, if I'm on the phone, I'll say to them, go to the window. Are you near the water or could you go out and call me from the park? And the first thing I'll say, what do you think of the trees? I ask them questions about the grass, the ground. What is the ground like? What is the water like? What is your favorite thing in nature? They all give me different answers, and some people just love water. It gives them peace and tranquility, and it gives them, they feel warm. They feel like they're back into their room. Some people feel that. Some people feel like it's just good exercise. People that really don't know, I bring them back to their knowing. In nature, to me, if anything's close to God, it's nature. Because you can see it, you can feel it, you can experience it. So I bring everybody back to nature. I have them start doing breathing. I have them do 4 deep breaths. I have them really look in their soul and say, what is it you really want to do with your life? And they'll say, not what I'm doing now. Or, well, I'm pretty content as long as I can add this or add that. And I'm saying, well, when are you going to do it? Or what are you going to do about it? And they start telling me a plan, and they'll say, and I'm like, and when are you going to apply this? And I think basically what I'm here for is to help people get on their path, to get back into who they are, their nature. I have a woman that said she never grew a plant in her life, any kind of plant. And I said, what is your favorite flower? And I try to get people to bring plants inside their house, putting water, anything water where water's running, whether it's a fountain, meditations. The Tibetans have great meditations. We have to find our inner peace. And I try to get them to do that because the inner peace helps us open up our intuitiveness. It brings us to the senses, you know, the five senses and the five principles of life. But the five senses is hearing and seeing and smelling and tasting, right? And everybody, to me, everybody's a psychic. I mean, everybody. But you have to be still and you have to be quiet to hear your intuitive voice. Some people call it the child within. Some people call it they hear voices, but they don't know what it is. And then they hear different voices. What you want to search for is your inner soul voice. Different tribes and different people call it different things. I just say to people, let's just sit down and talk about you. And when they do that, there's this beautiful being comes out of them. So that's how I handle it.
Is it harder with a city slicker like me? I grew up in the streets of Brooklyn, New York, and I was very far away from the country. What about people like me?
I think city slickers are the greatest because they've learned the soulful life. They learn right from wrong really quick. They learn to be skeptical. They learn to be very quick-minded and very right, wrong, good, bad. They got those down really clear. So I always say, you got all the ways down. Now let's step back from that box, that ways, all those ways, and find out what it is inside you that you want to see in your life. And of course they start saying, well, I want to see less traffic, I want to see this, I want to see that. And I said, well, okay, let's do that for a moment. Let's go to a park. Let's go to a national forest. Get back into nature. Where's your favorite place to go? I have people that tell me they like to go to gardens. They like to go to see car races. They like to go where horses are. They just like to sit home and watch videos. And I'll say, okay, well, let's watch an earth video. So I always try to bring everybody back to the planet and get them in touch with the earth and pick up ground or sand or anything. If I have to, I'll get them into a bathwater. It doesn't matter. I have to merge them into touching the earth in some way. For you, I would you're around a lot of magnetics. I would probably say, when are you going to take your first vacation to the ocean?
I don't think Gene's ever seen the ocean.
I know.
Of course I have. I grew up in Brooklyn, and there's the Atlantic Ocean out there.
Well, since you moved out here.
What is your deep passion on the earth? Do you like the water, the land? Do you like, what do you like?
More land than water. I was never a big thing about the water. I think the reason is, let me give you a reason for that, okay? Let's make this real personal. So I used to go to summer camp in upstate New York, and this is when I was maybe 10, 12, 13 years old. And finally, I decided to learn how to swim. And I was doing okay until I had sort of an accident and somebody had to help me out of the water. And I never went swimming again. And I began to dislike the water after that.
Mm-hmm. I had similar experience. I don't like the water. I almost drowned it twice. I'm also a person that really likes land and mountains better. Do you like the streams? Do you like the brooks? Do you like little lakes?
Well, it's not that you get to see too many anymore where we live in Arizona. I just see the desert.
He likes
the desert. You don't,
cactus.
You don't go to any of the Lake Montezuma, or go to the well, Montezuma Well?
No, he won't dive up here. He's afraid of mountain roads.
Oh, I would love to take you on. I would definitely love to help you get back to your nature. You're living in Arizona, and do you go out hiking at all? Have you ever taken him down into the canyons and seen the waterfalls?
He would absolutely, he wouldn't be able to handle it.
I don't do well with heights, folks.
Yeah, he doesn't do well with heights. I mean, just driving up and over the Mingus Mountains on 17 would terrify him.
I've done it, but I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, so basically I would start you out at Red Rock Crossing and I would probably take you out to the park and let you just sit in front of Red Rock Crossing where the stream is. And I would probably have you just listen to the water.
Yeah,
and
that's
listen to, that would be, I would get you starting there. And we would just sit and talk, and we would talk about you, and we would talk about, you know, all that type of things. And then I would probably keep working with you until you got used to the water sounds, and then have you touch the water, because I know you wouldn't be afraid to touch water, and probably give you a rock out of the water. And that water and that rock would help you let go of the fears. You need to let go of fear, and you're a really good person for a vision quest. And vision quests can be just in your backyard. It doesn't have to go, you don't have to climb a huge mountain. You don't have to go very far for vision quests. Vision quest is just an area outside where you feel comfortable. You can even put a water fountain right in your backyard if that's all you want to do. But sometime I would like to, I'm going to be coming to Arizona soon, I would like to sit down and talk to you and help you through that. Because once you got through that, that water situation, now you don't have to ever swim or ever go in the water or anything, but it's called the peace of water. It will also let the feminine energy run through you because the feminine is water. And it will also let you deal with mother. It will let you deal with a lot of the feminine stuff that you can just become very present with and bring you back into that wholeness of inner peace. That's what I would do.
Well, maybe we can get together definitely the next time that you're in Arizona. When will that
and
be?
And then we talk about Barbara.
And, yeah. Talk about who?
Barbara, his wife.
Oh, okay, because there's a lot of stuff dealing with that. And I feel it. And but I'd rather be in person. You know what I mean?
When do you expect to come back to Arizona?
Well, we're hoping by March or April to be in there, but I'm talking to Brooke right now, a girl from, because we're looking at Montezuma Lake, or well, and so I'm looking at some land over there.
We have to do our break, guys. We'll get into more of that after the break, considering the possibilities for the future with Cynthia. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.